Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. I have Simon Parks on the line. He'll be on with us for a little while longer, and then I'll be bringing on Michiko Hayashi to talk about the beautiful Modal Peace Project and the Haro Machines and her wonderful work. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. I wanted to tell everyone briefly, I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your guides and angels, please call me anytime at 509-750-9793 here in the United States, or you can email me anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I wanted to tell you my next Galactic Wisdom Conference will be held at the same location it was this year in Olympia, Washington, from April 12th through the 16th, 2019. And for more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you register early, there will be a substantial discount of only $55 for the entire conference if you register early. In addition, this summer, I'll be going to Mount Shasta twice on July 2nd through the 8th, as well as September 6th to the 11th, 2018. To visit Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. If you're interested in coming, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is only $200 and it includes free dry camping, and I think you'll have a really wonderful time if you came. Also, this Sunday, before I forget, on April 22nd is Earth Day, and Alexander Bernaz is sponsoring a special event for Earth Day on Kauai in Hawaii. If you're interested in her event, please email her at goldeneramedia@gmail.com. Briefly, Art Bell passed away last week. Of course, he was the founder of Coast to Coast Radio. And I just want to take a moment for everyone to send his wife and family lots of love and light. Art inspired me to start my own radio show 5 years ago, and I know he'll be missed by many. He started Coast to Coast Radio Show in the 1990s with his interviews with Bob Lazar, an engineer who worked on captured UFOs at Area 51. And when he started, his interview started a sensation around the world. At the height of his program, he had about 8% of the U.S. people listening to him, with up to 20 million people on a good night listening to him. His program continues today, and it's a good program. And I know that everyone will be missing Art now that he's gone. I want to bring on my good friend Charlie from the Crystal Spirit Center in Tacoma now. Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. So good to talk to you, Charlie. We had a mutual friend named Sharon Bunnell, or Sunny, who was a wonderful psychic. She passed away, I think, week before last, and you're having a special event for her on Sunday, April 22nd. Could you tell us a little bit about it and where your center is located at, Charlie?
We are having a celebration of life for Sunny this weekend on Sunday from 12 to 5. It's a potluck. It's going to be Southern-inspired. Very Southern lady.
Uh-huh.
And we're happy for anybody to come down and be a part of this and to be with other people, reminisce and remember such a lovely lady. We are in Tacoma, mm-hmm. off of 38th and Cedar, 3802 South Cedar Street.
Okay, great. I have to tell you that if ever I'm having a hard day and I want to uplift my spirits, I just go to the Crystal Spirit Center in Tacoma. I'm not making this up. I walk in and my vibrations go up much, much higher. So you have a wonderful place, Charlie, and I can't say enough good things about you.
Thank you, sir. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
All right. Great. Great.
Say hi to Simon. Bye.
Okay. I sure will. They're located at 802 South Cedar Street in Tacoma, and their phone number is 253-272-4367. Well, I'd like to now bring on back on my friend Simon. And Simon, could you continue with that conversation you had with that, what was it, a government agent or something like that? I remember you talking about chemtrails.
Yes, Ted. Mm-hmm. He actually got hold of my phone and rang me, and I had never spoken to him before.
Thanks.
And basically he was telling me that there were, we were talking about this, Ted, because earlier we talked about chemtrails and how off-planet a spacecraft could appear to look like a regular aircraft.
Right.
And what he was saying to me was that that he believed that there were off-planet vehicles that looked like motor cars, or at least something like a motor car. He said that the technology they had was so effective that if you observe these things from set angles, you thought you were looking at a regular car or something like that. Yeah. But the technology, it's something that was not been talked about much on radio shows or YouTube, but there would appear to be this way of stealth in a different sense for these beings to be amongst us, mm-hmm. not walking on the sidewalk, but actually to be in vehicles on the highway. And appearing to be very regular. And the first indication that people have is if they see these people through their mirrors, or they look out and they see someone in the driving seat looking very not human. And I bet you, Ted, there are a number of your listeners who have had that experience where they've looked across or they've seen these people in these vehicles and they just look very different, very strange. And that's actually what we're looking at. And you know, I know people who've had that experience. So that's another aspect that really doesn't make it through even into the alternative industry. It's something that we don't really talk about much.
I have to tell you this story, and I want everyone to listen carefully what I'm going to say next. It was about a year ago when I was preparing for one of my radio shows, and I was doing some research on President Obama. And anyway, I ran across to YouTube a YouTube video of him at an APEC meeting. I'm not sure what it is, but it's some sort of Middle Eastern meeting on economic affairs. And it was a meeting. It was a video done by an Israeli television crew, and they started filming him giving this speech. And then they started scanning the crowd. And the strange thing is that one of the people in the crowd was a security agent for President Obama. And this I'm going to say entity, he wasn't human. He started shifting between looking human and looking like a gray or reptilian, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And when I listened to it, when I watched that video, within about 10 minutes, my computer shut down completely. Parts of my drive were wiped out. My email was taken out completely. The whole computer had to be rebuilt again. And I was told later that the negative entities who were filmed on YouTube did not like me watching this video, and they took out part of my computer. I hope they don't do that now, but I just got a message. I'm protected by the Galactic Alliance, so that's not going to happen now. But that happened about a little more than a year ago, and I think the YouTube is still there. So I know that does happen. It's very interesting what you said.
The one you refer to, the security guard, is quite interesting because the genetics of him were more akin to the Anunnaki. The type of being you're referring to has a very flat forehead, and the nose is very pointy, shall we say. So
that's
what you
correct.
Observe is a flat frontage of a face and then just a sort of a very odd pointy nose jutting out. This is a being that has large percentage of reptilian,
okay.
Mixture of human genetics, but okay. We see these beings, they're sometimes referred to as men in black. Now, I don't want the audience to get confused. There is a lot of human men in black, but there is this other option. We call them enforcement. That's their technical term. They're not men in black, they're enforcement. Mm-hmm. And these are the exactly the same beings, creatures that we see there, and they are the nasty end of the men in black. So that was a genuine footage of a genuine entity that had been accidentally caught on camera.
And if people look it up on the web on YouTube, be very careful. I want you to cover yourself completely with white light first, and then put a series of mirrors around you to deflect any negativity. Also, it's a good idea to do the hue. It goes like this. It brings in the Galactic Alliance. It's the HU in human. Do that 3, 4, 5 times before you watch it, because they wiped out my computer when I watched it. They were upset. I was looking at it, and I don't want that to happen to anyone else. I think since that time, even a year ago, that the power of the negative entities is waning. It's on the decline, so they may not be the threat that they used to be. but they did cause me some problems, and I just want to tell everyone before they watch it, if they look it up, be very careful watching it. So,
yeah. Good advice.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, one thing I wanted to ask, everyone asked me about disclosure. When is the, for example, when are we going to be given the technology from the secret space program, from decades of interaction with ETs? When do you think that's going to happen, Simon, from your perspective?
It's got to happen in the lifetime of President Trump.
Okay.
The plan that they're working on at the moment is that the technologies from Antarctica, which although are incredibly ancient, in many ways those technologies outstrip what has been given to the US by the Greys over the last 50 years.
Oh.
So my understanding is that as those Antarctic technologies are taken on board by the corporations, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Simon, are you there? Did we lose Simon, Eric? Okay, well, I hope Simon comes back. Simon, if you're listening there, please feel free to call us back here at the studio or use your Skype. In the meantime, his messages are so amazing. If we do get disconnected today, we'll simply continue this discussion on maybe next week's show. Simon is scheduled to be on my show next on Friday, May 4th from 2 to 3 p.m. and possibly more time depending upon the schedule. Simon will be coming on the first and third Fridays of each month, beginning next month until forever, for the end of time. Eric, how are you doing with trying to reach him? Okay, we're trying to reach him now. But I so appreciate his messages. It's just amazing the things he say. He says, I've been wondering for a long time, ever since I had Corey Good on my show here a couple of years ago, when he talked about, and Randy Kramer, who were both part of the secret space program, they both told me on air that there were medical facilities operated by the secret government or by the secret space program on the dark side of the moon that had special beds. And if, for example, someone had cancer, for example, all they would need to do to cure that cancer is have the person lie down on the bed, and within an hour or two, a computer program hooked up to the bed would program the body and the vibrations of the body so that they get rid of cancer. They would have the person laying on the bed would have a body without cancer, and it worked 100% of the time. And I was hopeful, and I know that Randy Kramer, who's part of the Secret Space Program, and Corey Good are both. I know that they're both hopeful that this technology will be shared eventually with us someday. Because they have that now. There's no reason for people to be suffering from cancer and other diseases. The chemotherapy, for example, which is used to treat cancer in the United States here, statistically only has a 3% success rate, and that's pretty low. Chemotherapy actually was started by the Nazis that came from concentration camps. So it doesn't have a really good history, but unfortunately that's the only way that many medical personnel know how to treat cancer. They're not aware of other techniques. One thing I like about Tom Palladino is that he does have a wonderful healing program for helping other people. Okay, good. Simon, Eric just gave me the thumbs up signal that Simon's back on the air. Simon, are you there?
Well, wasn't that interesting? I just said, I daren't even say it again. Mm-hmm. And said that the new technologies from Antarctica would come on between 2019 and 2021.
Great.
And then my internet was completely cut.
Uh-huh.
We just went down completely this end.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we all know, there are negative entities out there, but I'm not going to give them any of my time or energy because their days are numbered, and the white light is always stronger than the dark. So I know that things are turning around and will continue to go turn around.
Ted, I agree, but I think this is confirmation of those dates that I've given.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody really didn't like the fact that I've just given some accurate dates out, and we've talked about a subject that the public need to know about.
Well,
and I take it as a confirmation.
Well, those I want to give this message out to those entities who did cut us off. Now, let's around the world, let's send them lots of love and light, whoever they are or whatever they are, and hope that they'll find a positive spiritual path and light. And they don't need to be scared of the truth, because the truth is coming to this planet, and no matter what they do, they can't stop it, period. And the sooner they realize it, the better it will be for them as well.
I totally agree with you, Ted. Best mm-hmm. way to deal with it is just to give forgiveness.
Forgiveness and lots of love and light, too. And, you know, everything needs love and light, whether you're human or non-human. So, and it's all vibration. And this planet is rapidly going into the higher dimensions. We've got about 10 minutes left, Simon. I wanted to ask you if from your sources about the Schumann resonance. I know that it's up to, for tens of thousands of years, the Schumann resonance or frequency of planet Earth was like 7.8 hertz, and now it's gone up to somewhere between 160 to 190, according to Russian scientists. My sources say within about 2.5-3 years, it's going to go to 800 hertz. Do you see the same thing happening? I'm just curious from your sources.
I do. I think I don't know the number, but there is a critical mass point, mm-hmm. which is we're weeks or possibly months away from hitting, at which point it's not that there's no going back. There already is no going back, but there's a critical mass. When we hit that, mm-hmm. we move out of the manipulation of the negative forces.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we're still in the fingertip grasp of some of these negatives, but in the coming weeks and months ahead, the resonance of the planet will shift to such a level that we will be beyond the reach of the manipulation. And I think that is what we're seeing, the panic of these rather negative people who are mm-hmm. Desperately trying to find an alternative, and there isn't one, of course, because humanity is going to evolve. Mm-hmm. Humanity is going to ascend, and we are following a path that was preordained, preset, a very long time ago. And I'm just counting down now, because I think within 6 months, humanity will have slipped out of the grasp of some of these very bad people.
I see that happening too, actually. And that's why all of my spirit friends, from Nostradamus to President Kennedy to Mahatma Gandhi, they all see a much brighter and happier world for our future. People may say I'm optimistic, and I am, because I've talked to great spirits on the other side, and they can time travel. And they said the future is very bright for all of us here. There's not going to be a World War III. There's not going to be an Armageddon. Sure, we'll have challenges, but I know we will overcome it. I think the basic nature of humanity is to be loving, kind, benevolent, and understanding and compassionate with each other. Like the Dalai Lama has said with respect to the Chinese, send them lots of be compassionate, send them lots of love and light, and eventually they will turn around and hopefully be on the same path for ascension of the planet, because it's happening and it is coming.
I think, Ted, you and I and others share something very important, and that is that we're not peddling doom and gloom.
Right.
When you look on many of the YouTube sites,
right.
It's sort of, you're all going to be killed off, or 70% of the human population are going to be wiped out. And, you know, newspapers realized a long time ago that their job was to put fear into the audience, and they have this false belief that bad stories or fear stories sell newspapers. That's right. Actually not true.
Right.
But that quality, if that's the right word, of news direction has got through into many social media sites. And the reality is that I don't believe in that. I actually believe that we have a very positive future.
Mm-hmm.
I truly, truly believe that, based not just on my own feelings, but on what I've been told.
Sure.
And what I see with my own eyes. And I absolutely refuse to go down the road of right. doom and gloom merchant. Yes, I think, I need to warn people.
Mm-hmm.
I need to give warnings of things that are happening. But the warnings I give are for small spikes in Earth's future.
Sure,
These
sure.
are not
sure.
irreversible. And you know, and I think that's what we've got to do. We've got to hammer out the message that there is a much better alternative.
And, for example, when you mentioned the possibility of an earthquake in California earlier, my immediate response was to send lots of love and light and have everybody pray around the world and send their intentions to California so it doesn't happen, so people aren't
yes.
hurt. And the future is not written in stone, as Nostradamus has told me. It depends upon our choices, and we've been making better choices because the timeline has shifted away from a World War III. We've got just a few minutes left, and would you like to take a question? Someone just called in.
Yes, I'm really happy to do that.
Okay, Alexa, hi, welcome to Out of This World Radio. I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
We've got a few minutes left, so go ahead and ask your question for Simon.
Yes, I am asking to both of you. I'm wanting to know if you can clarify what negative entity is. Is it a alter planet, or is it what is it on this planet? Maybe just a little bit more description to understand what you're referencing in the conversation.
You go ahead, Simon, and then I can say something too, if you like.
Sure. Well, when I refer to a negative entity, I will normally refer to it in the context of the description that I'm giving. So a negative entity broadly can be a human person who is of a negative disposition. It could be something that's on Earth, but is not of a human background.
Mm-hmm.
So we could call a black magician. I would call a black magician a negative entity. Something from the demonic realm, then I would call that a negative entity. But in a nutshell, any living creature or creature that appears to have life that wishes to oppress others, that believes itself to be more important than anything else, that is a negative standpoint. Mm-hmm. And this is the old saying of service to self as opposed to service to others.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I couldn't agree with Simon more, Alexa. In this universe, there's a broad distinction between different extraterrestrials, between service to self and service to others. Negative entities are often usually the service to self. They don't care about other people. They just care about themselves. And the Dalai Lama said back in 2012, it's very interesting, he said that at a conference of Native Americans in New Mexico that the experiment of evil on this planet is ending, which means that we are in the process of ascending. And the frequencies that Simon and I talked about earlier, the planet rising in frequencies, is raising all boats. And it's having a beneficial effect here on planet Earth, and we're going to see more of these more of this ascension happening. It's our destiny to shift into the higher dimensions, the fifth dimension. Nostradamus has said that this process is accelerated, and the process will be completed by 2025. It could be completed by 2023 too, depending upon our choices. But it's happening at a very rapid rate, and for those negative entities who do not want to go along with the higher ascension, I wish them well, and I think the best way to handle negative entities is not to go down to their level and
yeah.
fight fire with fire, so to speak, but just send them lots of love and light and be compassionate as possible toward
mm-hmm.
them. That's the best way. I can tell you more if you want to send me an email or have a reading sometime, but we have a very bright future ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I really, really appreciate the show and the interview and the discussions. And it's personally kind of becoming necessary to listen to them for myself in some way, because the energy is strong. And I'm finding I really appreciate you taking the time to clarify it so that I know where to send this energy to in my prayers and in my meditations and just in general. So.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I will, I'll reflect and maybe send you an email. That would be maybe something that would be good to do.
Okay. Yeah, please do. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And before, thank you so much for calling today, Alexa. I really appreciate it.
Well, sure thing. Thank you again.
All righty. Take care. Simon, I was going to say, before we go, we've got about a minute left, a minute or two left. Do you accept donations for people to help you out with your work?
I do. I've always not charged for my information when I put stuff on the website or I send out information. Mm-hmm. I believe that whether someone has $10 in the bank or $100,000, that information should be for everybody. I never wanted information for the rich, because that's what we have on this planet at the moment. Those that have the money get things. Those that just don't have the money don't get things. And so I survive on donations. And if people want to donate, then if they go to simonparks.org, there's a little donate button. And I'm frankly, if you want to give me $1, thank you very much. I'm very grateful.
Wonderful.
That's how I operate. So thank you.
Wonderful, Simon. Well, with that, Simon, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I promised you said you could talk for another half hour, and it's been a half hour. So we're respectful of your time.
Thank you. Well, Ted, what I'll quickly just say is that I'm sorry that we were a bit late on, but as was demonstrated halfway through the show when the internet was just pulled, These are some of the issues that, of course, we have to cope with. But cope with we did. And we overcame the problems, didn't we?
Well, we sure did, Simon. And I'm so happy you were on today. And I look forward to having you on a regular basis. And our next interview's on May 4th. If things come up in your work, Simon, and if you'd like to come on sooner, just send me an email and I'll have you on sooner. But our next time is scheduled for May 4th.
Well, God bless to you and God bless to the audience.
Okay, Simon. Thank you so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Simon. Have a wonderful day. With that, I want to thank Simon so much for coming on today. And now I'm going to try to reach Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo, Japan. She's with the beautiful Emoto Peace Project. And she'll be talking about Haru machines today. This comes into, it fits in actually with what Simon was talking about the higher vibrations. He and I were talking about the higher vibrations of the planet. And Haru machines fit right into that, because Haru machines actually adjust your vibration to help with any physical or spiritual problem or issue. Michi, are you there today?
Hello, Ted. Hi. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you could come on. What time is it there in Tokyo?
It's 7:30 of Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about a half hour left, and I want to could you tell us a little bit about your background and also about the Emoto Project and then about the Haru machines?
Okay. My background. Okay. I started working for Dr. Masaru Emoto in 2004 as his personal assistant. And I worked with him until 2014, October the 17th, when he passed away. Dr. Emoto and I started Emoto Peace Project, were registered as nonprofit organization in 2011, but he started it in 2005 when he gave his speech at the United Nations headquarters in New York, that he would be making a children's book of Message from Water, so that he can share love and gratitude and how powerful our thoughts and words are, and that water is carrying that information to themselves and to the earth, to the universe. So when the children learn about the truth of this water, then children will be all around the world, will be living in harmony with people around them and with the earth and nature. So that's the beginning of the Emoto Peace Project, and I continue to do this as a global director and ambassador of the Emoto Peace Project after Dr. Emoto passed away in 2014. That's what I do.
Wonderful. And before I forget, could you please give out your websites so people could find more information?
Okay. It's Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, P Peace Project, P-E-A-C-E, Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T dot net, N-E-T. Is for the worldwide website for Emerald Peace Project. And also, I have another one, Emerald Peace Project America, and that's Emerald Peace Project, M-E-M-O-T-O, Peace Project dot M-E.
Wonderful.
So that's for Emerald Peace Project America.
Wonderful, wonderful, Michie. Well, let me ask you about the Haro machines and how they work and what did Dr. Moto say about Haro, and what is Haro?
Haro means vibration in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Moto, before he started to do the research on water, he was a doctor of alternative medicine, and he healed more than 10,000 people using Haro machine, that's vibrational machine, and water. So he knew that water was, everything was vibration, and that water could heal people also. And so now what I do is using this Haro machine that Dr. Emoto's first student and the best student, Yoshi, created using the law of the universe that was in the teaching of Shintoism. He made this machine that can detect the root cause of the problem that we all have. And then detecting the root cause, mostly it comes from emotions, and emotions come from our past life or affected by the karmas that our ancestors had or our own past lives had. So what we can do using this machine, what this machine does is to detect it and find out the root cause and cancel out this negative cause, the root cause, and transmit, imprint that information into water and have we drink that water.
Yeah.
So briefly, that's what it is.
This is amazing. So you program the water with a correct vibrational pattern to help people with a particular spiritual or physical issue. Then they drink the water. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Could you tell us? You were at my conference in March along with Hiro and Yoshi, the other wonderful Haro instructor. And you had a lady there. I'm not going to mention her last name, but just only her first name, Carrie, who had a problem with her daughter. Do you remember her and what happened with her?
Well, no, I don't think I was translating for her. I think Hiro was translating, but I heard that she had a very severe problem, and that really shows the machine detected that, and Yoshi made water to heal or to
help her
to release the blockage. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, a lot of times we have this, some kind of blockage and have the deep cause that is creating this problem. So Yoshi made this water customized water for her and to help her problem. And I heard that, you received an email from her, right?
Yeah, I wanted to add that I did talk to her, and she was ecstatic because she hadn't talked to her daughter in 20 years. And she had a big blockage with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to reconcile with her daughter, and she went through this Haro procedure and drank this water, and then her daughter called her out of the blue. And she
isn't that amazing?
And the last time I talked to her, she was having a great relationship now with her daughter because that blockage had been removed. It was a block, spiritual block on her.
It really, things like that happens to so many people because Yoshi has been working using his Haro machine Kazatama. It's called Kazatama system.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been treating or healing or helping people, more than 20,000 people now.
My goodness.
With this machine. Yeah, it's amazing because it really tells you. What is amazing is that it can detect what kind of problem you may have in the very near future if you don't release this blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can prevent from getting disease, mm-hmm, or having problem also.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
I know.
And I... Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. This helps with any kind of problem. If we are to take examination, for example, I have two sons, and one of my sons, mm-hmm, is established his own corporation, and he wants to do well in his company. Mm-hmm. Then all I have to do is make his water so that he will be successful with his business.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have another son who is in a university. And when he has the final exams or midterm exams, all I have to do is make him his water so that he will be well. He has well concentration. He will do well in his study, in his exams. And things like that. If you want
amazing.
To buy a house,
mm-hmm,
we can make it water for that. If you want abundance in money, you can make that water. If you have problem with pain in your physical pain,
mm-hmm,
you can release it. All these things is possible.
Guess what I'm drinking now? I'm drinking some abundance water that you made for me in March, and I'm drinking it now.
You still have that water?
I still have it. Yeah, I've been diluting it and
diluting. You can dilute it 10 times.
Yeah, I think
I've with that. Yeah, if it's a concentrated water,
yeah,
then you can,
yeah,
dilute it 100 times.
I think I've diluted this 20 times, but anyway, it's here and I'm drinking it now. I'll take a sip here, which is so funny.
Oh, that's good.
Which is,
yeah,
so funny. But
how was it though? How was it effective for you?
Well, it's been very effective for me. And one of the things I'm going to do is drink the rest of this water this afternoon. Then I'm going to go out and buy a lottery ticket. And if I win a lot of money, I'll let you know.
Well, I don't know if it's a good use, but
I'm just kidding. Of course, I'm just kidding.
Be a positive and good.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, there's
good heart.
You know, thank you. But abundance can mean lots of things. Abundance of love, abundance of happiness, abundance. It's more than just material things. It can be abundance of lots of different things. Abundance of friends, abundance of success. So it's more than just, you know, getting material things. And but I want to thank, mm-hmm, you so much for this abundance water, because and the one thing I notice about it, it's very sweet tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the waters that you make are sweet tasting. I know that,
mm-hmm,
down at Mount Shasta, there's a spring in the middle of Mount Shasta, in the city of Mount Shasta, the city park there. And that water, I'm told by the people from the Hollow Earth, actually comes from Telos in the Hollow Earth. And it's got a very sweet taste to it, too. They also say that it's got anti-cancer. There's an anti-cancer mineral in the water put in by the Telosians underneath the Hollow Earth. But good water universally almost always tastes very, very sweet. So it's got this wonderful almost flavor to it.
Right, yeah. A lot of time. I mean, it looks the same. Usually all waters look the same.
Yeah, they look the same, sure. Mm-hmm.
When you just taste all different kinds of waters, you can tell which one you really like, which one tastes really good for you. All people can feel it different.
Sure,
but
sure.
When you feel it, you sip it today and you may feel it's very sweet today, but next day you may feel different.
True. Oh, interesting. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's really different because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, your condition keeps changing.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, can you do this, for example, for a pet? Like if I took Fluffy to you and put his paw there, gave you his paw, could you program water for him?
We can.
Really? Wonderful.
We can make the water for pets with their pictures too.
Oh, excellent.
Because the picture has information. It's vibration too. And all the pictures of everybody or animals, everything has its own vibration. Vibration is information.
Oh.
So we can all make water for them with the pictures. That's why Tom Palladino can heal people with pictures of people, pictures of the part.
Fascinating.
See, everything is the vibration.
Fascinating. That is just fascinating. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm getting some emails in, Mitchie, and they're all asking, when are you coming back to Seattle? So, and will you be available to talk about this? Will you be giving any seminars?
Thank you.
Yeah, they're asking me when you come back.
That's so nice of everyone. Thank you so much for asking. I will be back on the 27th of June.
Okay, this year?
This year.
Okay.
Good. I hope this year. 27th of June.
Okay.
And I will be leaving for Mount Shasta with you for the trip.
Right.
Shasta trip. During that Shasta trip, I will be bringing, I have this Hado device that Yoshi has given me. Mm-hmm. So I will be healing people also. I will be making those waters for other people because they are really, this is really helpful. And I knew that there were many people who needed help. So I will be taking this machine and we'll make a water for everyone. I'm learning it now, and I will be able to do it. Last week I was at my mother's, and I had my sister, my sister's husband, their son, and his girlfriend, and I made everyone's water, including my mother too, of course. And it was what the machine could tell was really amazing because the machine reveals what you have subconsciously. And that's what is causing the problem or making the blockage.
Oh, that's amazing. That is just amazing. Mm-hmm. That is just amazing.
Could it
help someone, for example, be a better driver if they could? I ask, I'm serious when I say this because Fluffy, my cat, just got a CDL recently, a commercial driver's license. And I'd like for him to become a better driver. And so if you could get water made to help him drive better,
sure.
It'd be good. Yeah. So he wears glasses and everything, but he's fine, perfectly legal now.
He has to wear a seatbelt.
I know. He wears a cat belt.
He needs to be able to see outside.
Well, he does quite well. He was stopped by the police recently, but he showed him his driver's license and they let him go, so didn't have to spend a night in jail or anything. He was fine.
That's good.
Perfectly legal now. He drove me up here today, so he's waiting outside. I guess he's out finding mice or something. But anyway, it does help people.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. And will you be giving some seminars when you're here at the end of June, July?
Yes, I will be available. If there's anyone who would like to organize, planning to organize my event because she is a therapist and she is going to buy one of these machines and she wants me to give the lecture there. So I will be doing that. And also, if there's anyone who would like me to give my lecture, I will be happy to before the 1st of July.
Before the 1st of July. Yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm.
And
perfect.
After I come back from Mount Shasta, that's what? The 9th or 10th?
Something like that.
Of mm-hmm. July, mm-hmm. yeah.
You, if you're interested in sponsoring Michiko for Mitchie for a lecture, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Her events also will be listed on the events tab on my website as they come up. My website is outofthisworld1150.com. We have about 10 minutes left, Mitchie, and I was going to say, could you talk a little bit about your children's books? And do you need help in expenses for the books?
Thank you. Yes. Well, this children's book is really beautiful because, as you know, Dr. Imelto made it with his love, and that's why I want to continue with this book. I do want to create some other books too, but this is really the most meaningful book for all children around the world that shows that has a lot of water crystal pictures from all waters all around the world, and water crystal pictures of different words. Beautiful words, good words like thank you and love and gratitude and I love you and peace. And it shows some of the negative or low vibrational words like you fool or war or something else, do it in like four
sure.
Ordering way.
Instead of asking people politely, could you please do
exactly.
it? Instead you order somebody do it. It turns out different.
So children really learn how beautiful, what kind of words they want to use. They learn how sweet they want to be, how kind they want to be, instead of being fighting against someone.
Right.
So this is the children's book, The Message from Water. And we have translated this book into 34 languages now.
Amazing.
Yes. And with all the help of all the supporters all around the world.
Oh, and that's so beautiful.
With their love and their faith. So now with the places, the languages that people can distribute or print in their own places, I ask them to continue to do it. But there are places like Nepal or Indonesia or Cambodia, all these places or some other places. We as headquarters office, we try to help them print and deliver to them or send money to do it, to print it and to distribute. And I do have Spanish and English books here in Japan, printed in Japan, because our printer has been very kind in printing this children's book, because it's a children's charity.
Sure.
And so now I have more than 3,000 children's books printed in English, and also 3,000 in Spanish.
Wonderful.
And I want to send them to a Imelto Peace Project America so we can distribute to all schools and libraries and children when we give presentations to children, when people need it, children need it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would appreciate having donations to send the children's books to the U.S., to Imelto Peace Project America.
Well, let's say someone wants to contribute $10 or $5 or even a dollar. How do they do that?
Or even $500.
Or even $500.
People who have money,
sure,
$500
right.
would just pay this delivery, sending, shipping cost
okay.
for 1,000 books. So
wonderful.
I would really appreciate it. And I think we all want to deliver this love and gratitude and share this with everyone all around the world. Everybody has his or her own role. And I do this with my love as part of my mission. But some people can help, can support it with money. People who have money can do that. People, they may have something else to do. But with purity of heart, we can do it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in this work, and I think I know there are people out there and want to do this with us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, do they use PayPal, or how can they send you a contribution?
They can send PayPal, send the money to pay by PayPal to Crystal, CRY. crystal.hado.com.
Okay.
crystal.hado.com.
Well, that's easy.
Or Yeah. Or do you accept donations for me for Emote Peace Project as well?
Absolutely. If you'd like to donate.
Will you be able to tell if it's for Emote Peace Project
You can just, if you send a donation to me, just make a donation. Just say donation for Emote Peace Project. Then I'll take care of that. Very easy. And the PayPal address for donations is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But either one works. Crystal at hotto.com or outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
You know, hopefully by June when I'm there, we can open up Emote Peace Project America's bank account.
That's
I've been trying to do it because I'm not a citizen of the U.S., but I'm the president of this Emote Peace Project America. So
we'll work it out, hopefully
by June, and then it will be much easier for everyone to send donation directly to this Emote Peace Project America's bank account.
Oh, absolutely.
This wonderful purpose.
I was going to say I have two 528 mm-hmm. Hertz tuning forks. Do you have one there that you'd like to play?
Yes, I do, too.
Okay.
I have one, too.
Okay.
And I have this crystal stone, crystal from Mount Shasta, a beautiful crystal stone from Mount Shasta, blessed by this water from Mount Shasta, too.
Wonderful. 528 is the frequency of love, and when you hit one of these tuning forks, you spread love everywhere. So,
and you know, could I say one thing? Mm-hmm. Today is 21st of June here. April here.
Right.
But tomorrow is the 22nd of April here in Japan, uh-huh. which is
Earth Day.
The Earth Day.
Right.
And I would like to celebrate this Earth Day. It's a little bit early, but I know Mother Earth will be really happy if we send our love and gratitude to Mother Earth and say, let's say, I usually say water, but today I would like to say Mother Earth, we're sorry, Mother Earth. Please forgive us. Mother Earth, we thank you. Mother Earth, we love you. Could I do that?
Yes, of course. Just go ahead and say it. We've got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes left, so go right ahead.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we love you.
Mother Earth, we love you.
Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we love you.
Mother Earth, we love you. Please say it, my friends. Go ahead.
Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, we're sorry.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, please forgive us.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we thank you.
Mother Earth, we love you.
Mother Earth, we love you. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Just wrap the whole earth with golden light.
Mm. Nice.
And send lots of love and gratitude, positive energy, appreciating it and loving it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. What a beautiful way to wrap up this program. And I'm going to hit this is the 528 hertz tuning fork.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so happy you could come on today, Michi. And could you give out your website quickly again for those of the who'd like to find out more information?
Okay, thank you. It's Emotop, Emoto, Peace Project, PEACEPROJECT.net.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful.
Emoto Peace Project.me.
Wonderful. Well, Mitchie, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. And everyone, thank you so much for listening. Next week, we'll be having Sharon Rose on, a producer of a brand new movie on healing energies, as well as Dr. Kari Corbett Owen, a wonderful psychologist from Vancouver, Washington. And Mitchie, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your beautiful wisdom.
You know, 彼方に